Yeah. Like, check me out each week. Y'all see your girl. Y'all see me get. Y'all see Virgin Land. Thank y'all for being here tonight. Welcome to 30-something and Virgin. It's your host, Akila. Hope that you all have had a great week. A lot of work, but I did feel appreciated from a lot of my students and from my teammates as well. But yeah, y'all look at my studio. Check me out. Like, I got my desk up. I got my backdrop. See my sign. Like, it's really coming together. I thank the Lord for that. I'm so excited about that. And today, I'm excited to shout out another female entrepreneur. Today, we'll be talking to a young lady who owns her own personal specialty nail shop called Nail Sensei. She's the Nail Sensei. She is out of Memphis, Tennessee. This is the second person that I've had on 30-something and Virgin from Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all see that your girl loves the South. We do it for the South. We represent. So we're just going to call, and I just want to, this is in conjunction with my Winning Woman Wednesday. I want to like keep pushing and keep highlighting those women across the Mississippi area, across the South period, who are just bosses and that are doing the things that they want to do. So I am going to call Chelsea. What did y'all do this week? How did you, did anybody on here think enough of their teachers to show them some appreciation, like send them a gift, give them a call, anything? Because y'all, let me tell y'all, I got students from both Texas and Mississippi that I still talk to. Some of them, I think they think that sometimes I'm their parent. I have one little student that goes to Alcorn. Like, he calls me all the time. He's exciting to see him go to Alcorn and then go to Mississippi and actually like Mississippi, because he's from out here. And this is his, he's a junior. He'll be a junior when school starts back this year. And he loves Mississippi. I think he thinks he's from Mississippi now because he attends Alcorn State University. But I'm going to go ahead and give Chelsea a call now. And we're just going to be shouting out her business, getting to know like what made her start it, ups and downs she's faced, and just talking about like being a professional, being an actual girl boss. Hello, may I speak with Chelsea?
Yes, it's
Christine. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Great. This is Akila. I just told everybody that we were calling you just to talk about your business and learn some different things about you. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm great.
That is awesome. Awesome sauce. So, Chelsea, can you tell us your full name and the name of your business?
I am the Nail Sensei. I also go by the Dojo Master Experience. It's my entire brand.
Okay.
That's my boutique. That is my, it's also my Instagram. But the Nail Sensei is what I first started with.
Okay.
But I took a class on branding, and the lady that I took the class with said, if you were to expand yourself, your name needs to reflect that. So in the process of me rebranding, I wanted to keep that thing going. So now I am the Dojo Master Experience.
Okay, awesome. How long have you been in business?
I have been doing nails since I was 11. But professionally, I've been doing nails since 2018. I've been licensed since 2018, and I'm licensed in 2 states.
You said you're licensed in 2 states?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what's up. And what was it that, so like with me, I'm a talker, and I like I love to like help people, highlight people, and just work with people. That's how I sort of got into like being a podcaster and doing a couple of different things, like having my business and like building out my brand the way that I am. What got you into nails? What drew you to it?
My mom had a black nail stick when I was younger. And it was like magical to me. Like, I've never seen one before, and she did a really good job of my mom nails. So I've always been interested in what she did. further along, and as I got older, my mom still going to nail shops, and I would just watch what they do, and it was so fascinating to me. So I was talking to my cousin one day, and she was like, well, why don't you just do it? I was like, well, I never really thought about it. So she got me my first acrylic kit, and I started practicing on family. I started practicing on the hand models, people in my school, and this is how I started.
Oh, wow. And it was at 11. You, like, really had that. And that's awesome that you saw so me growing up, I only saw the Asian nail techs. It wasn't until I think I got into graduate school that I saw in Memphis black nail techs, like, have their own shop and different things. So I was like, oh, like, black people, like, we do nails too. I just thought it was, like, you know, not stereotyping, but just thinking about, like, everywhere that I saw, that was always who was in there, Asian nail techs. So it was awesome to see actual black nail techs in the business as well. What was the most challenging thing that you did starting your business?
Branding.
You said branding?
Yes, ma'am. Figuring out what market I wanted to appeal to. Because when everybody hears that you do nails, it's like honey to bees. Everybody wants a chance to get their nails done by you, but everybody wasn't a good fit for my artistry. So when I finally decided that I was going to take this profession serious, I wanted everybody in my chair. I wanted this. I had high expectations. I wanted everybody to be in and out experiencing my gift. And it just didn't work out like that. So after business hours, I got my target market together. I said, I want this type of person in my chair, somebody that respects my business, that's going to pay me what I ask for, with little to no complaints, that is ready and able and willing to help me grow, if necessary. And then we can have a little comfortable conversation.
Oh, wow. So did you, these things that you decided, was this something that you decided, like, prior to, like, rebranding? Or was this, like, after a year of, I'm so excited, I have my license, I'm doing X, Y, Z, I want to be able to, like, let everybody experience this, experience my work? Was it after that, or was it once you rebranded?
It was before I rebranded. I got really tired really quickly of being stressed out by people who probably would never book me again. But the customer service aspect of being a black nail technician is a little bit more upfront and in your face, because it's not walking into a salon, they're getting their nails done, they're not satisfied, they're not going to ever come back. They're coming into the shop, getting their nails done. If they aren't satisfied, they're coming back to you with the choice of words and telling you exactly how they feel about their nails. And sometimes you have to take it, and sometimes you don't. But it's a lasting impression in your head, because it was said to you and in direct contact. It's not like, okay, she was just in the shop, I don't have to go back to that shop, I can go to another person. It's personal to you because it's something that you're passionate about. So I was like, okay, I cannot deal with this for a long time because it's stressful, and I don't have anybody to buffer this for me. Let me figure out my target market.
Oh, wow. So I was watching, and I'm saying, oh, wow, because yesterday I was watching, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? I like this Netflix series called Working Moms, and it is on, I think this is season 4 that just started or just happened. I binge watch everything. Now that I have all this time at home, I'm grading papers and binge watching TV. And the working mom, the leading working mom on there, she owns a publicity company. And some stuff happened with one of her businesses that she was working for, and the words to her husband said to her was, nobody's coming. And she said, what? And he was like, nobody's coming. She had worked for, and I'm saying it because of what you just said, she had worked for other companies, and there was always a buffer there. Like, if there was an issue or something went wrong with, like, the plan that she had set forth, then the people there, like, her higher-ups would come in and buffer for her. But now that it was her own personal business, her husband was like, nobody's coming to save you. Like, you have to save yourself. You have to decide whatever it is that you're going to do for your business. You have to decide whether it is that you're going to fire the person that caused the drama for your business, and how you're going to rectify the problem with that with your customer. So that's what I was saying, wow, too, because like, I just watched this on TV. I'm thinking about this myself and then hearing this now. Like, that is something that businesses, especially I think women in businesses, go through, because sometimes we can be too nice, and we, like, some of our clientele sometimes is a whole lot of women, and they can be just as nasty as they want to be, whether you're whatever it is. And it's very what I've learned over the years is that they can be extremely taxing to work or deal with a group of people who don't, like, fit the bill. And when you want to help everybody, but it's like, no, you really, I can't really help you because you won't do X, Y, and Z. Like, if I was a person that taught music, and I'm trying to teach you how to sing, and I'm telling you that you don't eat the hot chips, don't eat the hot chips, rest your voice after 8 o'clock, do X, Y, and Z, but every time I turn on Instagram, you on Instagram Live going full range, you trying to be Mariah Carey, before you come to practice, you done had 3 bags of hot Cheetos, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not ready for that. And I think from what I'm hearing from you is, like, when you begin to rebrand, it was like, I gotta get to this particular audience, because these are the people that are gonna help me be successful. Is that sort of in line with what you were thinking or what you were doing when you were doing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you have been in Memphis. So are you in a brick and mortar business, or are you more like you go to people, or people can book you and come to you? How is your business set up, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm always in the salon.
Okay.
I've always been in the salon because if I was to work at home, people will feel comfortable with getting too personal. Mm. And your house is a physical representation of personal. I don't knock nail techs who do work at home. I know some nail techs who have area and spaces that are their professional space. But as for me, I like to keep my home and my profession separate. I have rules that I have for my clientele, and I need to abide by those rules. Where if I say no extra people, no children, I don't need to have friends and my kids running around my station while I'm operating, while I'm performing a service.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working in a salon. People tend to take you more seriously when you do work in a salon, because it's an establishment, and they're like, okay, I have somewhere to go to. She's here, of course, she is hired here. She has to have some type of credentials to be here. She just can't work here and not be like it. So I prefer to work in a brick and mortar type business. I have traveled before. It's stressful.
It's stressful.
It's very, very stressful. I have to pack everything up. I don't know what this person is going to get, so I have maybe a collection of 60 to 80 clothes to choose from. It's a lot. I just choose to be stationary.
Okay. So tell us about your business, like your things that you maybe you specialize in, things that, like, what's your favorite thing to do? Like, give us some background on it.
Okay. My specialty is acrylic and foot silk. I know a lot of people say that black male kids don't do feet. I'm the exception. I really like taking care of people's feet, restoring your toenails, just foot health in general, making sure that you don't have any buildup, hard, you know, calluses. I don't do anything on the medical level, like trying to diagnose fungi or anything like that, but anything on a cosmetic level, I try to fix and repair myself, even if it means that I have to, you know, restructure a toenail or, you know, put something over here that wasn't there before. I like doing transformations, whether it's hands or feet, because those are the people who normally come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a customer came in, and she had very small nail glue, and she refused to wear short nails whatsoever. And she was like, every nail tape that I done came to, my nails come off, they're breaking. She had a lot of breaks. And at the end of her service, she was so amazed by my ability that she was a forever client. She said, I was never going nowhere else to get my nails done. She said, the only person that does what I ask and my nails last. She texted me and was like, my nails have never lasted this long. She worked at a place where she picked up boxes. She was throwing boxes. She was handling things roughly. She said, I think she only said two nails came off, but that was her doing. But she said, because of the longevity and because of the transformation that I've done to her nails, she has never booked anybody else. That is my passion and my job. That's the thing I like doing the most. Transformation.
Okay. So, if there was something that, what's something that you're now trying to either add or revamp that you've always done or that you want to do?
I'm adding dip services to my list of things that I haven't done, but I'm going to do. And overlays. I have to get more into natural nail care. That's not an extension. It's just protecting the nails that they already have. Because I normally do gel manicures. I normally do like a short full set if somebody wanted something to protect their nails. But I typically just don't put anything on the nails to just have it there. I normally do some sort of extension because that's what normally people book me for. I have corporate clientele now, so I have to expand and do what they asked me to. At first, I was not a fan of dip whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. I felt like it was a waste of time. I was a traditional, give me an acrylic brush and some acrylic liquid type girl, but with education and training, I've come to an understanding, and I'm going to offer that service to my future customers because everybody don't want long nails, and as much as I like to do them and wear them, everybody's a me. I pay myself, of course, but other people pay me as well, so I've invested myself into providing dip manicures and traditional overlays.
What was the first one that you said? Did you say hit?
Dip
manicures. Okay. Yeah. Can you tell us the difference? I'm just trying to learn. What's the difference in between like the dip, the shellac, the gel, and the acrylic? What are the differences?
Okay. Normally with a gel system, you have to sit under a light. Whether it's LED or UV, because it won't settle and set unless you do. With acrylic, it dries with air. So once I pick it up and I place it on your nail, we have about 30 to 50 seconds to work it in and place it before it hardens and dries. Gel is a little bit different. Gel will not set unless you put it in the light. It can be 4 days. It can be 2 weeks. If it's not set by any type of UV or LED light, it won't fit. So gel is more so for people who don't want the I want to say bulky look of acrylic. Because acrylic, because you have to build it up, it tends to get bulky. Or for some of my clients who don't like the e-file, the nail drill, I normally use gel on them because it doesn't take a lot of it doesn't take a lot of abrasive, means a lot of filing to be gel. You can pretty much work it until you get it fit to where you want it to be, and then you place it in a light and cure it. And then the design or the gel is set in stone, and then you just either polish it or, you know, put a top coat on it, put some people oil on it afterwards. It's a whole lot simpler than doing acrylics, because acrylics, you have to wait for it to dry, then you have to file it, shape it, buff it, then apply a top coat, let that dry, and then complete your manicure service.
Okay, so if there was a typical day I wanted to book you different things, like, what would I have to do as a customer to book you?
Okay, I have a booking link through Square Appointment. I do offer same day appointments Monday through Wednesday, because those normally are my busy days. But even Thursday through Saturday, you have to book at least 24 hours in advance. My Friday is normally gone. Normally when I say, hey, my booking is open, you can go on my website, go ahead and book your slot. I have everything available that I offer. My Friday is normally gone by 2 or 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Now, my clients are normally first priority, so we book standing appointments. But for my new customers, when I post my link and say, hey, my books are open, you can book yourself, it's really a race against the clock, because people are going to want a certain time slot in a certain moment. I do require your credit card to be held. I don't see the information, but I have a cancellation fee of $15 in the event that you do not communicate to me that you're not showing up. I normally can move your appointment to another day if you let me know ahead of time, hey, I'm not going to show up, or I had something that came up, can we schedule? I normally take that and I move it to another day, that way you don't lose your money. But in the event that someone places a no call, no show, I have a $15 cancellation fee and they cannot reduce for the time of money. I don't like my time wasted. I'm not a super strict nail tech. I don't have a million rules. I just ask that people respect my time, and no fees and no extra bills. And I have a 15-minute grace period. So text me, call me, let me know that you're going to be late, or tell me how long it's going to take you so I can rearrange my book and see what we can work out for each other, and either come to your appointment or we schedule for another day.
Okay, cool, cool. Well, I want us, it's almost time for us to begin to wrap up. So I want to wrap up with three specific things. The first thing I want to ask, if you don't mind sharing, if there are three tips that you could give us about, like, hand nail care. Like, what are three tips that you would give us to, like, just have, like, good, like a good nail bed, just to keep our nails healthy? What are those three tips that you could give us?
Three tips I can give you is stay hydrated. Even when you don't feel thirsty, your body loves water. I can tell when people come in and they don't drink enough water, they say my nails are brittle. I deal with a lot of paperwork, and I was like, you need to drink water. My second tip is to keep your hands moisturized, whether that's lotion, after you get out the tub, apply some type of carrier oil on your hands to keep that moisture in place. What cuticle oil? Because if you deal with a lot of paperwork, you're dealing with a lot of hand sanitizer. And I know with the virus and this pandemic going on right now, a lot of people's hands are super dry, because if you're dealing with hand sanitizer, alcohol dries your hands out. So just keep your hands moisturized. And number three, I cannot stress this enough. Exfoliate your hands, exfoliate your feet. Get that new skin, that new skin cell turnover, so your hands can stay, you know, vibrant, and you can get blood circulation in your hand. It's also good for your nail bed. make sure you get that blood flowing. You can do hand exercises. You can get a scrub and just scrub your hands for 30 seconds. Wash your hands. You know, just keep the blood flowing in your hands so your body can know, hey, I need blood. Hey, I need to circulate. Or, hey, I need for these cells to turn over so your hands and your feet stay healthy.
Okay. What would be something that you could tell us to do for our feet, which is, what is that? Would it be the same thing, hydrate, keep them moisturized, and exfoliate as well? Or what would be?
Keep socks on. Keep socks on as well.
Keep socks.
Brush that. Keep socks and shoes on. As much as we like to keep our feet on concrete is abrasive. It's just like having a foul. You keep, you know, keeping your feet on the ground, running around. It's abrasive. It can cause calluses. If you work places like in a warehouse, if you have steel toe boots that are hard on your feet, once a week, soak your feet in a foot bath that puts Vaseline on your feet and put socks on overnight. When you wake up in the morning, your feet will be baby soft. I do it now. I don't have no problems with any calluses or any type of hardening on my feet because I keep Vaseline on my feet.
Okay. We do something on 30 something and Virgin called Sass Talk. And Sass Talk is where we give our advice to the Virgins out here, like people that are on the verge of something. We give them something sassy to carry on with them, like throughout the weekend and into the next week. What is something that you would like to leave with our viewers tonight as we get ready to close out?
Do not be afraid of anything. What? I don't know anybody's spirituality, but what the uppers, what the Most High, what God has for you is for you. Don't rush your time. You sit there and you pray on it. You meditate on it. When you say it's yours, it's yours. I tell myself every day, you're going to be a millionaire. I am a millionaire. I'm going to be successful. I am successful because that is what I want. And when who you pray to hears you, they get to work. So every day tell yourself, I am the greatest. I will be the greatest. Not doubt yourself. Your time is coming. Just be patient.
That is awesome. I really enjoyed this conversation because I've learned a lot, especially about the business. I think it is... First off, I just think it is great. You met me through Ariel and you were like, cool, I want to come on, and you were on. So I really think that is awesome. Just not knowing any person, just like, oh, I'm going to jump on a podcast with this young lady out of Texas and promote my business. And that's what I want to do. Second off, I want to say, I want to actually give you the opportunity to shout out like your Instagram pages, your Facebook page, wherever they could find you at, so we can make sure that we get those out there for you.
Okay, my Facebook page is Chelsea Williams, also known as Dodo Master May. My Instagram is the.dodomaster.experience. You can find me there, and you can find me on Facebook. Also, you can find me on Facebook as The Nail Sensei, T-H-E-N-A-I-L-S-E-N-S-E-I, The Nail Sensei.
So we can find you on Facebook either through your regular name, which is Chelsea Williams, or The Nail Sensei. And then you said the...
My Instagram is The Dojo Master Experience.
The Dojo Master Experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... Virgins, I need y'all to do what y'all have been doing for me, and it's like going and liking and sharing. Please go check out Chelsea Williams, The Nail Sensei on Facebook. Look up the Dojo the Dojo Experience, The Dojo Master Experience. Did I say it incorrect? Okay. Yep, The Dojo Master Experience on Instagram. She has, I'm pretty sure on your Instagram page, you have a link to your booking.
Yes, I do.
You can go on there and look for her link to her booking. If you are in the Memphis, Tennessee area, check her out. Remember that Monday through Wednesday are her pretty easy days. Thursday through Saturday, those are like those big fast days. And y'all know that. That's pretty much like most nail techs. That's how it rolls. You know, close to the weekend, we're trying to get ready to go do something. Ain't too much y'all can do right now, but I know people are still... are you actually doing nails right now with all of this going on?
I open up Monday from because we're in what, phase two now, I think, of the of businesses reopening. So I'll be open Monday.
Okay, cool, cool. Is there anything else that you would like to say or add about your business to let the people know? I'm just really grateful that you were on, and I want to give you this platform to say whatever it is that you want to say, if there's something you want to let them know.
You can shop with my boutique as well. And that's www.dojotheboutique.com. I have a summer apparel and accessories, and I'll be carrying jewelry shortly.
Oh, awesome. You are all around. Okay. That's awesome. Can you say that website one more time?
DojoTheBoutique.com.
DojoTheBoutique.com. Y'all, please check out Chelsea's business. Go ahead. Please support. Let's support our female entrepreneurs. We are on the rise. We are working to build and help our communities and build our families and leave legacies behind. So please, please, please go and support her. Chelsea, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. And hopefully whenever I come back to Memphis to get that way, hopefully I can come in and experience the dojo experience.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Chelsea. You have a good night.
You too.
All right, Vergers. So we have shouted out another winning woman this week. Thank you so much for joining us as we shout out these women. Thank you for allowing me the time to just say, hey, I want to shout out somebody and praise somebody for their good works. I hope that tonight I, as always, have done something to earn both your time and respect. And we will catch you in episode.